especially with that first pass. Like I didn't take a day off because I knew this method was working, this process. So I felt extremely confident, which I think is key for those, like those 6 months, and for anyone else taking the exam, just having the confidence to go in there and knowing what you did was right, and whatever you did probably worked.
Welcome to another episode of the CPA Exam Experience Podcast from Superfast CPA. I'm Logan, and in today's episode, you're going to hear Nate and I talking to Mark. Mark has your pretty typical story. After getting out of college, didn't really focus on studying for the CPA exam until he had been working for a little bit, and then he started trying for the CPA exam. Mark attempted the exam 11 times in total, and only started passing exams once he started using the Superfast CPA strategy. He failed 6 times before using the Superfast CPA strategy and immediately started seeing his scores go up on the exams. Mark is a great example of structure and strategy. Once he was applying the Superfast CPA structure and strategy, he was able to start passing his exams. Something I really liked about his interview was that he was already waking up early in the mornings, but he wasn't studying until after work. So just that one small tweak of studying in the mornings, because he was already waking up early, made a huge difference for him. And I think that's something that a lot of people studying for the CPA exam could think about. There's probably parts of your day that you're already doing something that could help you with the CPA exam. You just need to structure your day a little bit differently and you can see better results. Before we get into the interview with Mark, I just want to remind everyone one more time about the free webinar training on superfastcpa.com. It's only 1 hour long, and Nate gives the 6 key ingredients to passing the CPA exam. Something you don't want to miss? Make sure you go watch that. With that said, let's get into the interview with Mark.
Before we start, I mean, have you heard any of these before? Do you kind of know how these go?
Yeah, I actually listen to your podcast at work. Help me stay motivated and remind me of those 5 questions per hour.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it'll be very similar to the other interviews you've heard. Before we start into kind of your whole story, we'll do some just some direct feedback questions, and then it will also kind of give us more things to talk about in the interview. So first one is, before you found Superfast CPA or started using Superfast CPA, what were your main challenges or struggles with the study process?
So my main challenges and struggles was structure. I used Surgeon immediately, and I couldn't find what worked for me. So I kind of just went in there and answered questions, not really going to any organization, just doing whatever. And I didn't learn too well with any of the videos on Surgeon or any lecture, because I'm not really a person who learns lectures. I'm better with like on hands and reading. So that's what Superfast did for me. Give me structure and like a blueprint to follow, I guess you can say.
Okay. And what about did you use the study tools much, or was it mostly the strategies?
It was mostly the strategies. I mean, I was already getting up at 4 a.m. because I'm an early bird. So I just kind of took what you said by doing the 30 questions after every study session, then 2 simulations, ran with it.
Nice. Okay. So once you added Superfast CPA, or I guess, you know, the strategies, what were the main benefits you saw in your study process from it?
I feel like I was retaining information better. Like I said before, it was kind of chaotic just doing questions, and I wasn't reviewing anything. I was going to the next chapter. So yeah, definitely, because when it came to exam time, I felt way more ready once I started using Superfast compared to just not using your app at all.
Okay.
So had you taken any exams before doing Superfast CPA, or had you not taken any yet?
Yeah, so actually, it took me 11 attempts in the CPA exam. For the first, I want to say the first 6, I didn't use Superfast. It was that 7th exam I used it where I failed, but I got close to passing. And that's when I realized like this is actually working. Mm-hmm. And from there, I just reset everything else last year.
Okay, awesome. Okay, now we'll just kind of go back to the beginning. So where were you at in your career when you decided to do the CPA for the first time? And, you know, what made you want to do that? How'd you get started down the CPA path in general?
So I graduated fall 2019. I knew I'd get in public accounting. And that was where I would start my career and where I'm currently at still. So yeah, I jumped straight into busy season during COVID. And I realized with the other CPAs there, they were doing pretty well. I wanted to be like them. And people I talked about CPA in college, So that's what made me try. So December 2020 was when I took my first exam, bombed it. And then, yeah, I kept trying after every tax season from there, which like I said was a mess. But between COVID and tax season being extended longer than necessary, not having a normal time period, like I said, there really was no structure to my studying or even to my work schedule. So I found it a good time in 2022. Everything kind of got semi-normal again.
Okay, so from 2020 to 2022, what would the average day look like of you studying? Would you do it after work? How was it like in the beginning?
Yeah, so in the beginning, I never thought about studying early. I usually just hit the gym and then go to work. So I tried studying after work. But, I mean, even then, I knew at the time, it wouldn't work out. I know for me personally, after work, I like to just relax, decompress, because you're thinking all day at work, especially in tax. See, it wasn't until like I got your review course, I started realizing, all right, maybe I should cut my workouts to a shorter time, study in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the thing I'm always saying is just, it solves a lot of problems to just study first thing in the morning. So it sounds like that was kind of your experience.
Yeah. It solved a lot of issues. And like your video said, it gets a lot of free time, and I think it's key to be able to relax in the afternoon and put the books away. I mean, sometimes I would study after work, but it wasn't as intense as I tried from 2020 to early 2022.
Okay. Yeah. So that first 2 years, it kind of sounds like studying was always on your mind, but you'd be tired after work. It was just a struggle all the time to try and get yourself to study after work. And even then it wasn't really effective. So the whole thing was just frustrating. Is that kind of how it was?
Yeah, that's exactly how it was. And like I said, being like a brand new staff, those first 2 years were really rough with all changes going on and work itself just being so towering. So yeah, I didn't look forward to it, but I knew I had to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
During that, how did you study? Were you watching the lectures, reading the notes, or like how did that look?
Some days I was watching lectures. And then doing multiple choice, but with that time, I'd probably get like 10 multiple choice questions down. So I just really couldn't do it anymore. If it's been burnout from the videos, some days I'd try to read and do the questions. So it was a mix of both.
Yeah. But like you said, not like crazy structured, just kind of like trying to do what you could. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a very common story, just people trying to put in time any way they can. But yeah, at the end of the day, not a ton of structure or kind of the lack of a strategic approach, you know, is I think what, when most people start, that's the main issue they're having without realizing it.
Yeah. And to be a bit off that, the material itself isn't, it's not rocket science. I feel like a lot of the stuff is not simple, but simple enough. But it was just the volume, sure, volume of it was made tough. So structure really helped.
Yeah. And also when you're trying to watch every video and read the text before you even get to the questions, you know, for a topic, that alone makes people tired, or kind of just your little battery of focus is already like worn down by the time you even get to the questions, you know? So then the most important part is ineffective.
Yeah, it's so true.
Yeah. So you did that for like roughly 2 years. So at what point did you have to get to be where like, okay, I've got to look for something else. And then how did you find Superfast CPA at that point?
Because I failed. I reached that point when I failed audit and FAR a few times, and I wasn't really seeing much of a change in my score. So to be honest, I was averaging probably in like the 40s and 50s on all those attempts. It was the last time I took, before that final time I took FAR, I saw Nate's ad on YouTube, and at first I was apprehensive. I was like, it sounds way too good to be true, passing it fast. This thing is way too hard. And then, yeah, that's when I gave it a chance. I guess I was desperate at the time to just look for something to help, and it turned out to help a lot.
So do you remember what I'm guessing you followed that ad and watched the free webinar first. Is that the 1 hour webinar? Okay. And do you remember what ideas in the training immediately made sense to the point that you were like, okay, I'm going to try this?
What made the most sense is about 2 years ago, I guess now, thinking back on it, was just doing multiple choice questions, because that's what the exam is, doing the question. It's not really watching videos and answering or reading a chapter. So I thought about it. I was like, why am I wasting time trying to watch these lectures when I should be practicing multiple choice questions and other questions to do what the test actually does rather than just, I felt like sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah.
So that was the biggest takeaway from your video.
Okay. Was that also when you made the switch to the mornings instead of after work?
Oh, yeah. And that too. You were talking about the mornings, and I was like, I'm already up at 4 a.m., so might as well use my time. And work doesn't really start till 8:39, so I have plenty of time to study and work out and do what I have to do.
Okay. What were you doing at 4 in the morning before, like if you were able to just fit in the 2 hours when you were already waking up, what were you doing at 4 in the morning before? Just your workouts?
Yeah. And just to give some background, I was a college athlete, high school athlete. So getting up super early was just, I guess I was ready to do it. So yeah, I would get up naturally at that time, at this point in my life, and just work out and then maybe take a nap, eat breakfast or whatever I could kill with an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Could you tell it was more effective within a few days, in a few weeks? When did you start to feel like, okay, this is like making more sense and working better?
I felt it was effective after the first month. Because I would initially, whatever I was doing back in the first few years, I'd try to do multiple choice questions. I couldn't remember a thing. And I'd take the practice exam, bomb like a 10%. And then once I did your way, I was averaging maybe like 70, 80%. And I was doing multiple choice questions and doing the large reviews at the end. So yeah, after like say the first month, I realized it was super helpful.
So all the time previously, you were still doing practice questions at some point or maybe daily. And then with our approach, it's directly to the questions. But what kind of made the difference where you started seeing your scores go up, do you think? I mean, if you were doing questions before, even that wasn't maybe the focus, but then switching to this, what was the difference in how you were answering the questions, do you think, that made you start to really see improvement?
So with your method with going back and doing 30 questions every single day, it would keep the information fresh in my mind. So what would eventually start happening is like I would start looking at like if I got something wrong, I would look at why I got it wrong and like why answers weren't correct. And that's how my approach became going towards questions where the first time I did it, I was just going chapter by chapter. I wasn't really doing a full review after every day of studying. So I didn't know what was wrong. I didn't know what was right. I couldn't give you an explanation towards anything. So with your method, it helped me actually understand and it made the questions easier. It made doing tests easier and gave me a logical way of thinking instead of, like I said, just answering questions, going chapter by chapter and then taking the exam and bombing it.
Yeah. So did you have our pro course videos, like the planting the seeds walkthrough video where we go through an actual lesson? Did you watch those?
Yeah, I did, but that was 2 years ago, so I definitely probably did implement those ways without realizing it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I did.
It sounds like from what you're describing, that's like from the pro course videos. So you probably did when you first signed up and then you just went on your way. And like you said, it's been 2 years. So, but yeah.
So I bought it in 2022 around April.
Okay.
And then,
okay.
Yeah, press history.
Were there any big, maybe not big, but just daily, like life gets in the way type things that made studying difficult, or did switching to the mornings kind of help you lock it in before distractions could ruin your studying for the day?
Yeah, switching in the mornings helped get rid of the distractions because initially when I started studying, I lived at home. So this first reason I go home, I see my parents because I'm fresh out of college. They want to chat about work and whatnot. I moved out eventually, I took your course. But if anyone wanted to hang out or talk to me, I had the time. There was no distraction in the morning. So it wasn't like someone walking up to me and asking me a question after work and I would talk and lose time studying. So yeah, it completely got rid of any distractions. That was probably the biggest challenge. Just friends, family, wanting to speak after work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to study after work, you're just battling a lot of elements. Like, you know, everyone who wants to hang out, you're already tired from work, like you said. I mean, again, your brain's battery is like down to here and you're trying to sit down and study for 4 hours.
Yeah.
It's just so many reasons
why. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about your first section after switching your study? How did the attempts start to go after that?
So I failed FAR after using your method the first time, but I believe it was like a 65. And I felt like right then and there, I actually knew that this plan was working. It's had to trust the process in this case. So after I failed FAR in December 2022, I waited till after tax season. And then, like I said, 2023 has passed everything from July to December.
Oh, nice. Once you really got the hang of it, you passed them all within like about 6 months, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. Like I said, your course, like, it's literally give structure, and like, that's all I needed.
So. Awesome. Yeah, that's cool to hear. At least. So after struggling with things for 2 years or so, how did it feel to pass that first section?
Honestly, personally, it didn't feel real. Because, you know, you go for like about 2 years at that point of failing. The whole exam felt impossible. So after I passed as far, I was like, oh, the hardest one is out the way. Like, this seems possible and doable. This whole, like, system you created just, for me, felt kind of like flawless, you know? It took, I guess, a couple months rather than whatever I was doing for 2 years to get it down.
Yeah. Yeah, when it all comes together, it just does. It just starts working really well. And usually, you know, once you pass one, the process repeats for the other ones. And sometimes there's a minor hiccup, just depending on things. But yeah. So did it just change how you felt motivation-wise to know that, okay, now as long as I'm putting in the time, like, this is going to work? So did it make it easier to stick to the plan once you knew knew it was working?
100%. After, especially with that first pass, like, I didn't take a day off because I knew this method was working, this process. So I felt extremely confident, which I think is key for those, like, those 6 months and for anyone else taking the exam, just having the confidence to go in there and knowing what you did was right. And whatever you did probably worked.
Yeah. Yeah. And on the other hand, it's hard to keep going if you're putting in a ton of time, not doing things with friends or things you want to do, and you're failing still. It's, you know, gets really hard to keep going.
Yeah. And honestly, except for reg, I didn't take a break, but I felt so good about it. I actually like left to Iceland before taking my last exam and like studied for like the last 5 weeks. So that's how good I felt about the whole thing.
That's awesome. But
yeah. Like you said before, those 2 years, I probably wouldn't have done something like that. Probably stayed home, not talked to anybody and just fail again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's a lot of people. That's what they're going through. Yeah.
Through that whole process. So, you know, almost 2 years before you started passing sections or something along those lines, what was motivating you to keep going? How did you make it through that fog, so to speak, until you started passing? Like, what kept you going?
So kind of the one thing that Nate said in your pro video about writing down your why. Mm-hmm. So like every morning, what I usually do is I wake up like 4, go to the gym, and then I'll use my alarm go off at 6 to like remind me, make sure I'm sitting down studying. And like my reminder on my iPhone, it would just remind me to study because I was a bad student initially in high school and college is a bit rough. So for me, even being an accountant was difficult. So I had that reminder, like I shouldn't even be an accountant because I was an idiot. To be quite honest. So I had to get the CPA exam just for personal, I guess, pride in this case and proving to myself that I am where I belong. So that was the biggest key to keep motivating, to keep trying and looking for ways to get through this exam.
Yeah. And it's just proof that it's not an IQ test, you know, because we've had people on the podcast that were studying for 10 years sometimes, like studying and failing for 10 years. And they just, once they kind of see our free training and just usually at that point, they kind of know once they hear a certain strategy, they're like, okay, that would make the difference. And, you know, a few little tweaks to their process and everything just turns around. You know, the same person that's been failing for 10 years will just pass their exams in 6 to 8 months. So it's just all about your strategy.
Yeah, I think it's the same. I mean, I think another issue is like, not issue, but your way is unorthodox, you know, because you go through, I guess, years of college and growing up by having lecture questions repeat. So I guess not doing the lectures as much unless you don't know something was just completely foreign. So I think that's a huge difference for somebody like myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that is like kind of just the typical way of learning. I guess that's true. Even in high school, college, that's kind of the format of you get taught a bunch of information in lecture format of some form and then read a book and then take quizzes or tests. Yeah.
Your way of just doing the question and then reading was made sense. Actually makes way more sense thinking about it, but it was just completely different.
Yeah. Kind of letting the questions for a topic inform where you need to like, okay, this part I'm not understanding. Let me look at that specific part in the textbook. And the fact that you're wondering about it makes it make sense when you do go and read it. Whereas if you read everything first or watch the video first, you just don't really have any context still about how that's going to come up in questions or how to answer those questions. So yeah, it's just easier or works better.
100%.
What about flashcards or taking notes? Did you do any of that or?
Initially I would do flashcards and they did not help at all. Out of a big pile, but you can only review so much, as you know. And then eventually I did take notes. It wasn't as heavy as Microsoft Word for like each exam. It wouldn't go more than maybe like 2 pages. I would only take notes and stuff that seemed really important that I kept repeating in the multiple choice questions. So that's as far as one for me for notes. But yeah, I stopped doing flashcards once I started using your method.
Yeah. So it sounds like the biggest thing to you, and this is arguably the biggest thing in general, but was just the switch to focusing on the questions, but even more so than that was just getting really clear on why did I miss this? What makes this question work? Just really digging into the questions and making sense of them. And that's kind of what wasn't happening originally.
Yeah. Cause like I said, originally I was just doing questions and either I got it right or got it wrong. And maybe watch a lecture for like 2 hours and one question I didn't get right and not learn anything.
Yeah. How about the weekends? Did you study longer or follow the same format? Did you do anything different on the weekends?
So I did study longer on the weekends. So I usually try to do a minimum 2 hours in the morning. And then I would go for 6 to 8 Saturday and Sunday. But I did still get up early on the weekends. Some mornings might slip in and push the hours back and did like, I don't know, 8 to 1. But yeah, I still was pretty keen on going like 4 to 12 or 6 to 12, whatever, on the weekends, just to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you would do like, you know, normal studying. And then did you also incorporate like the Sims on the weekend or how did your weekend study sessions look?
So my weekend study sessions are kind of like, I guess the weekdays, but maybe it's instead of doing 30 questions at the end, maybe the last hour or two, I would just use that to go as many multiple choice, probably hit like 100 multiple choice and do like 6 Sims.
Okay.
And one thing I did too, I did every Sim, but I wouldn't spend more than 5 minutes on the Sims. Because I knew that the exam at this point, Sims were easier. So I would just give it 5 minutes. If I didn't know it, I didn't know it. And then read over why I got it wrong. And then if it ever came up again in like the end of review, I knew why or like what maybe had an idea where things should be and what they should look like. But it was pretty the same thing. I did the same thing Monday through Saturday. I would try to do maybe 2 sections of a chapter and then review questions, and with, of course, Saturday and Sunday being more time, I can maybe go through the full chapter and then do the big review longer or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. And what about when you got to the final review? How long did you save for a final review and what did you do for your final review?
I would try to give 2 weeks before the exam day. And for my final review, every day except for the day before, I would just keep doing review questions. And I would do bite size. I'm not a person who sit down and do like 30 questions in a row. So I'd do sets of 10 and then one sim and then repeat it over and over. And then again, take my notes if I keep getting something wrong and it keeps repairing or something similar. So that's what I do. And then the day before review, I would read the notes I took and maybe I would do like, I would cap myself at least like 50 multiple choice questions. So I didn't want to think too much the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So then the day of going to the exam, I felt refreshed. And then the day of the exam, I would get up early in the morning and again, read notes. I wouldn't do any questions, just review, keep things in my head and go from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Do you have any like hobbies that you made it a point to keep doing throughout the whole process to just cause you enjoy it or to help you stay sane, balanced, I mean, whatever you want to call it. It sounds like working out was one of those.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty big on like weightlifting and playing basketball, but for some reason, once I passed FAR, I felt good about myself. So I'm doing some more challenging. So I actually ran a half marathon and trained for that. And then also I got a cat, which it helps a lot. I don't know. When I was studying, maybe I was a little stressed out. My cat would come and give her a little pet, and it was calming. So I guess like those just two things I picked up or I adopted since I started passing.
Yeah.
So are you getting more into running and doing, are you going to do like a full marathon?
I don't think I'm going to do a full marathon. Half marathon is enough either. That's rough, man. Even after half marathon, like, I don't know what, well, I know why, but I felt terrible after. I'm going to probably do it again, but still, yeah, I have that on. I might try to learn a new language, though, after this tax season ends.
What language?
Spanish.
Nice.
Yeah. My dad speaks fluently. I'm Puerto Rican, but I didn't learn, so I got to speak soon.
Yeah.
I mean, Spanish is super useful to know. I would say, like, just knowing that will give you even more opportunities on top of CPA. Like, I lived in Costa Rica for a little while, and I mean, if people find out you know Spanish, they're like, oh, like, you know, like, it can open up some more doors for you. So that's awesome that you want to do that too.
Yeah. For me, it's just more conversational because, like, my aunts speak fluently, and
yeah. Yeah.
It'd be nice just to call them one day and just surprise them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's a common thing. I mean, a lot of people on these interviews say that, you know, once they've gotten this morning format down and just, you know, it's a big accomplishment to pass these four exams. It's just a common theme for people to say something like, well, now that the exams are over, I'm going to maybe not 2 hours every morning, but just 1 hour. I mean, I can kind of learn or do anything. Just follow that same format, just dedicated time every morning, you know, leads to big results over the course of months.
Yeah. And this again definitely shows you over time. You have a lot of time in a day. 2 hours is a lot of hours. And yeah, I don't know about anyone else. Like, it's hard waking up Saturday. No, it's not hard. It's different waking up Saturday without like something going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More of a purpose.
Right.
Yeah. You do almost like, I know I felt this a little bit, like you do almost feel like lazy. You're like, oh, like, I don't have something important I'm supposed to be doing after you've been doing something for so long, you know?
Yeah. And that's how I felt this past few weeks. Like, man, like, what's next? Like, what do I do? Like,
yeah. So lazy. Yeah. When did you get your fourth passing score? I know your email to me was recent. Anyways. Yeah. When did you get your fourth passing score?
December 27th is when the score came out, I believe.
Okay.
So the last, one. Mm-hmm.
You're still within a month of finding out you're done. You still have that high of like,
yeah.
When you think about studying, you know, I mean, you realize you don't have to.
It's a weird feeling, weird thought. Yeah, I'm still in that situation where I'm like, man, I should be studying right now, but I don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good problem to have, I guess. Better than before.
For sure.
And I guess like test day. Was test day always fairly smooth? You were getting done with the whole exam in time. Did anything throw you off on test day?
Test day was fairly smooth. I even had a little tradition with my girlfriend since we live in Philadelphia. The first exam I passed, what I would do is I would go down with her because she works down in Center City. We'd get a little breakfast and go from there. The exam was a little easier. And I finished usually within like 30 minutes time remaining. I guess the lowest time I had was like 15. I was at reg, surprisingly, which is on tax. It didn't make sense, but yeah, all the exams went smooth when I was passing them.
Yeah. Once you get it down, it's like we were saying earlier, it's just kind of formulaic at that point.
It feels routine.
Yeah. There's a lot of people we've talked to, like, even though they're passing, they still feel like, I don't know if I passed, even though beforehand they might feel like it's working, but then when they go to the actual exam, they're still a little nervous. Did you feel different taking the exams once you started passing compared to beforehand?
Yeah. So when I was failing exams initially, except for that, like that last failing FAR score, I felt unknown. Like I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't feel comfortable. When I switched to super fast and passed those 6 months, I felt confident in there. I didn't feel like I failed. I would get out the exams to everyone. Yeah, I took it. I think I passed. I'm pretty sure I passed. I'll see the score. And that was that. I never really second guessed it, to be honest.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My football coach wrote in my head, like, proper preparation prevents poor performance. And, like, I felt prepared in these cases.
Yeah, and there's a lot to be said just about doing the questions strategically, and that's the bulk of your study time. You just get comfortable and good at answering questions, you know, regardless of like the content that they're about. You just get good at it, and that's like half the battle on test day.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, like I said, even those five questions helped a lot. Like I said, because you're preparing to answer questions, you should be practicing. You shouldn't be practicing how to watch a video and take notes. So it's true.
So is that the quizzes on our app? Did you kind of use those throughout the day? When you mentioned the five quizzes?
I use those faithfully.
Okay.
Like every Monday through Friday, every hour from 9 a.m. to 5:30 or 5 o'clock, I was doing five questions to stay sharp. I would say I also use the audio notes because my job switched to in person 3 days a week. So to and from work, I would turn on the audio and just let it run.
Yeah. You did them every hour. Did you have a timer on your phone that would like go off to remind you, or you just made it a point just kind of watching the clock to do one every hour?
I made it a point to watch the clock and do it every hour. Now you're saying, I remember you saying like back in your videos, we always use our phone. You know, I might go on Instagram, might look at the news to see sports or something. So instead of like looking at the news or something, I just did the questions. It reminded me because I put the app where the social media would be. Just to remind me, instead of looking at Instagram or something, look at super fast your questions.
Yeah, that's perfect. And again, it just, you know, if you average an hour a day doing that, which you must have if it was one quiz every hour, and then the audios as well. So it's like 1 to 2 hours of extra study time that you wouldn't get otherwise over 6 to 8 weeks. I mean, that's an extra 100 hours. So it just... that's clearly going to pay off, you know, an extra 100 study hours.
Yeah, it definitely paid off.
Let's see. So did you do anything big to celebrate, or was it mostly just the relief of being done finally?
It's the relief of being done. I mean, unfortunately, given the time period when I found out I passed, get my license, can't really do anything yet. But I'm planning to go to Portugal and Morocco this year. Awesome. After tax season, celebrate. So that's going to be like my big hoorah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I think we kind of went through everything. Any other study methods that you used, just kind of your own personal take on anything, or was it mostly just working through the questions and the Sims for the most part?
It was mostly working through the questions and Sims. And I guess another thing was not getting too much caught up in detail. One thing I learned through this exam was they don't test too hard in detail. Everything's pretty broad. So if something was extremely detailed in the question seemed extra hard, I didn't pay much mind to and skipped whatever it was, which I think you said in your pro tip video too.
Yeah. Right.
You mean in like you were focused a lot more on like just the general concept they were trying to teach you with each question instead of diving like way too deep into the nitty gritty of every single question. Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting at. Okay. Just get the broad understanding of everything instead of the fine, like some fine nitty gritty detail.
That's one of the hardest ideas to describe to someone, I think. So you don't have to learn everything in your review course. And a lot of people immediately hear that and think, I need to know everything in my review course, or saying that you're making this. If someone who's watching every video, reading every chapter, basically rewriting the textbook in their own notes, and they're spending so much time, my advice to that would be like, you're making this too hard. Like, you're making this way too hard. But then how to cut that down? And that's where it comes back to doing the questions first, and you just kind of let the questions for a topic inform what you spend time on, or, you know, the pillar things for each topic emerge from the questions. It's kind of an idea that's hard to put into words, but it eventually kind of clicks once you just start doing the questions first, I think.
Yeah. I think part of the influence too, of like trying to understand too much detail is if you're first new to public accounting, you meet a CPA, and typically the CPA is much older and they seem extremely knowledgeable. So I feel like sometimes there's an urge to want to know all the details so you can be like them and have the same kind of thought process, which the exam and work experience are completely different, as you mm-hmm. all found out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point too. And that's the thing. The really deep understanding has to come in layers. And I mean, referring to a partner that's been doing public accounting for 30 years, you know, that's like an extreme version of that. But even with the idea of like the mini sessions, I think that's why it works so much better is, to your example of learning a language, you could have the best Spanish teacher in the world give you like 2 in-depth 8-hour lessons, and you just can't go out and speak fluent Spanish after that, even with the best instructor on the planet. Yeah. Learning something that's like that difficult with that much new detail, it just takes kind of immersing yourself in it and just over and over and over. And it just, that's how that understanding kind of has to happen. And that's why the re-review works so well versus lesson by lesson, don't look back at anything for 2 months, you know, and then basically try to relearn it all in the final review.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly what I did in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like adding on my 2 cents there with that language, you really do need to immerse yourself. A lot of people struggle with the CPA exam because they think it has to consume every single part of their life. And that's not necessarily what we're saying, but making it your top priority and studying effectively is what's most important. So, you know, like I said, I lived in Costa Rica. I didn't really feel that comfortable with the language till like living there for like 6 months, just speaking it constantly every day. And so like exactly like Nate said, it's much better to just constantly be seeing it throughout your day than just have one massive lesson. That's not how people learn.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're exactly right. Putting it into practice is more effective than simply just looking at what's on the screen, just trying to absorb everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole active versus passive studying. You can tell yourself a story that you're studying a lot by watching hours of video, but it's not giving you that practical like knowledge of answering questions.
Yeah. Like I said, your method definitely harps on going to practice, being active. Don't be passive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think we kind of went through everything. The last thing I always ask is, even if it's stuff we already talked about, what would be your top 2 or 3 tips to people that are struggling with the study process still?
First and foremost, I definitely say try super fast. Use your method of studying lots of pro videos. Even if you forget later on, they'll come back to you and make sense. You'll follow the structure subconsciously. And the second tip was just don't get caught up in details. And if something seems too hard, it's okay not to know and skip over it, because it probably doesn't matter. And if it does show up in the exam, probably 1 question.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, thanks, Mark. I mean, I appreciate you sending me the email so that we could do this interview, and then hearing your whole story. That's really cool that our strategies help you just turn things around and make the process not easy, but fairly, you know, just as long as you did the 2 hours each day and your mini sessions, you were good to go. Congrats on being done, and thanks for doing the call.
Thank you for making the videos and making super fast. The advertising actually was legitimate. It was not a spam like I thought it might have been. So
yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, it's good to hear. I know that's a funny thing. Most people comment on that once we're on these interviews. Sometimes, you know, a few times people have just flat out said like, oh, your ads were so annoying, and I would skip them for a year. And finally, after like failing a section, I just decided, okay, I'm going to watch this stupid webinar this guy keeps talking about. And then, you know,
they like turn everything around. Through your videos initially, because I was like, oh, this guy, there's no way you could pass the CPA exam fast. It's hard. He's lying.
Yeah.
All right. That was the interview with Mark. I really liked it, and I'm sure you did too. He had a lot of great tips. And again, his process just shows once you start using effective strategies for studying for the CPA exam, you can start passing exams. He went from failing 6 exams in the 40s or 50s to switching to super fast CPA and still failing 1 exam, but almost passing, and then from there passing all the rest. It really is about how effective and efficient your strategy is. If you liked this interview, please leave a comment and like the video on YouTube, or leave a rating in your favorite podcast app. Be sure to share this podcast with anybody you know who is studying for the CPA exam. This podcast is the best free resource out there for CPA exam candidates. Thanks for watching or listening, and we'll see you in the next one.